I'm curious, do you have a really great BS detector? Maybe you're often skeptical of others. Are you really street smart? Would you say you're pretty self-assured? You often find yourself being the leader in the group. Maybe you even struggle to ask for help. Do you love a good challenge? Do you fight really hard for the causes you believe in? Do you have a great sense of humor? I bet you're a blast. You might have thought that these were all parts of your personality, but they might actually be coping mechanisms you've picked up over the course of your life, and they're having a huge impact on how you show up, especially on this motherhood journey. Are you curious to know more? You got to take my personality patterns quiz. Here's what's going on. When you were a child, whenever an experience overwhelmed your nervous system, you subconsciously built a defense against that overwhelm. Over time, those defenses became a habit, and then they became a pattern. And now as an adult, what we think of as our personality is often this defense pattern running the show. It's so interesting, right? There are 5 different personality patterns, and they're not personality types like the Enneagram or the Myers-Briggs, but rather they describe the safety strategies that we immediately go to when we start to feel overwhelmed. They don't describe who we are so much as what's blocking who we are. The good news is that once you take my quiz and learn about your pattern, you can learn skills to break out of that pattern, and then you can live and parent your kids as your true and authentic self. Click on the quiz link in the show notes or go to michellegrosser.com/quiz now to take my 2-minute personality pattern quiz. Welcome to the Calm Mom Podcast, the show for ambitious women ready to get off the hot mess express. I know you've got a lot going on. You work so hard. You're raising an incredible family. And sometimes it can be overwhelming. I'm your host, Michelle Grosser. I'm a certified master life coach, attorney, wife, and mom. And years ago, I was right where you are. I was running a busy law practice while raising a family, and I was on the fast track to burnout. I thought I just needed to be more organized or have better routines, but it was learning how to heal and regulate my nervous system that expanded my capacity to gracefully hold more of this big, beautiful life. You too are worthy of an extraordinary life in and beyond motherhood. Learning to be a calm, anchoring presence in your home and at work is going to be your superpower. If you're here to do the inner work that brings a sense of calm amidst the chaos, I'm here to join you on that journey. Each time you press play, your growth continues. So let's get at it. Hey friends, Michelle Grosser here. Welcome to the podcast. So grateful you're with us today. We're going to talk about some of the things that I started saying that really helped me heal from burnout. And I think they're going to help you too. Before we jump in, if you have not yet left the Calm Mom Podcast a 5-star rating or a short review, if you could do so today, if that could be my request, my invitation, maybe even my challenge for you today, that would just mean the world to me. When you leave a 5-star rating and a short review, that is how this show, this information, this encouragement, all of these tools get in front of other women, other moms just like you who are looking for this resource. So if today could be the day for you to leave a 5-star rating and a short review, I would be forever grateful. You are the best. I love you guys so much. I'm just so grateful that you're here listening. And for those of you that leave a 5-star rating and a short review, it's the best way that you can thank me for all this free content. So I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about burnout today. Burnout in general, it doesn't happen overnight, right, guys? It's kind of like this slippery slope. Like if someone asked you, like, when did you get burned out? It's like, it's hard to pinpoint the exact moment. Maybe there's a moment that you noticed you were burned out, but by the time you get to that point, my guess would be that you've probably been burnt out for a hot minute, right? It's kind of this slippery slope of compromise. It's like, a compromise here, it's a crossed boundary there, right? It's not protecting our bandwidth for a season. And then before we know it, we've been living with all of these different patterns that are not serving us. And then we're just completely fried, right? We're completely burnt out.
And I don't know about you guys, but when I'm in a season of burnout, I know it. Like I start to notice it when I find myself saying things like, oh, I just need to get through whatever it is. Like I just need to get through the holidays and then it's going to get better, right? Or I just need to finish this massive project I'm working on and then I'm going to have more time, right? Or we just need to get this summer. Like our schedules are not going to be so busy once we just get to summer. And sometimes maybe there's a glimmer of truth in that. But so often, you guys, it's an indicator that, no, I need to stop and I need to pay attention now, right? I need to rein some of this stuff in now, because the truth is that whatever season that I'm in when I'm saying that, like it passes by, but then lo and behold, something else pops up right behind it, right? To take its place. And I never actually reach the point of rest, right? I convinced myself it was coming and it never actually comes. Does that sound familiar? So we end up saying things like, you know, I'll start doing that when I have more time, right? Or I'm going to start this new habit when I have more time. Or I'm going to start, you know, working on my nervous system when I have more time. I'm going to start working on myself. I'm going to start journaling. I'm going to start working out, whatever it is, when I have more time. And y'all, we never have more time. Like we've probably been saying this for the last 5, 10 years. We never have more time, right? Like this is real life, you guys. So we need to catch ourselves in this pattern of thinking. When you find yourself being like, okay, I just need to get through X and then I'm going to feel better. I'm going to have more energy. I'm going to have more time, whatever. Let that be a signal. Like, let that be a red flag for you. Nope, I'm not going to let this go on, right? I'm going to put my foot down. I'm going to start setting some boundaries. I'm going to do something now to ensure that I don't slip into burnout. I'm not going to wait. Now, so much of what contributes to getting to this place of burnout, you guys, is our unconscious patterning. It's the things that we automatically do without much thought, right? It's like our impulses, our automatic responses, our conditioning. So if someone asks you to take on an extra project and you're already like bursting at the seams, maybe it's at work, maybe it's, I don't know, your kid's teacher that's asking you to spearhead something. When you're asked something like that on the spot, what's your go-to response? Like be honest with yourself. Just imagine it right now. Like take a moment. You're face to face with your kid's teacher. They ask you to lead the bake sale or the fundraiser or the class project or whatever it is. Or you're sitting at your desk. And your manager, your boss, someone comes up to you and asks you to take something on in the moment, what's your response, right? If you're someone who's already pretty good at catching this and it's really easy and maybe and comfortable for you to say, you know, no, like if so, good on you, good for you. But I think for most of us, at least in my experience with what I've seen and experienced myself, before our brain even knows what our mouth is saying, we're agreeing, right? We're agreeing to take on something new, even though, I don't know, we just had a meltdown like an hour ago because we're so flipping tired and overwhelmed. But it's automatic, right? We have so many associations. Again, a lot of these are unconscious. So many false beliefs to saying no, right? We've been raised to think that, I don't know, like put in here whatever you've been raised to think. It's rude. It's disrespectful. Someone else is going to be disappointed. Heaven forbid we disappoint anybody. You know, we're not a team player. We're not going to be a good employee. It means we're not a good parent, like whatever it is. So I think the first thing is really just to start to notice what comes up for you when you're asked to take something new on, right? Or to do something or to be somewhere when you know you don't want to be there or that you shouldn't be there. And then just get curious, like, why do you still agree? Where is that coming from? Where did that start? Where were you taught that, right? Is the unconscious belief you have about saying no actually true? And sometimes it might be true, right? Sometimes it might be time for you to like hold your weight if you haven't been or whatever it is. But most of the time, you guys, a majority of the time, maybe even close to all of the time, it's probably not true. It's probably not true. Like it's not rude to decline an invitation, right? Even though it might feel rude to us, it's not rude. It's not rude, like it's not our weight to carry if someone feels disappointed because we can't make it to something, right? It's not our weight to carry if, you know, a family member has their feelings hurt because we can't make it to a last minute dinner that they plan that's like an hour away from home on a school night, right? Like that's not disrespectful. It's not lazy to not take work calls after business hours. So I just want to give you guys today three things that I practiced and then got really comfortable saying that helped me with all of this. And then I think they also helped me, like saying these things, learning how to say these things and get comfortable saying these things, honestly helped me recover when I was in deep states of burnout. Because as a recovering people pleaser myself, you guys, like real talk, the first few times that I used these phrases, I had to really consciously like pep myself up to say these things or to text these things. And then I had to regulate my nervous system because this was an expansion of an edge for me. This felt really uncomfortable. And I had a lot of those false beliefs and conditioned beliefs that this was rude or disrespectful or lazy or whatever it is. And for some of you, this is going to sound like super easy. You're going to hear these things and it's going to be like, this has been second nature for you, right? Maybe you have a personality that's just kind of like on the more blunt side, right? Or you just are really honest. Like you are not a people pleaser. You're really good at communicating and you've like nailed down these boundaries. Awesome. That wasn't the case for me, right? And some of you are like me and you're going to relate with me. And the thought of saying some of these things are going to make you want to like throw up in your mouth a little bit. But here's the thing. I go back to this Brené Brown saying. I think she's the one who says it. Clear is kind. Clear is kind. So if all of this is uncomfortable for you, let that be your mantra as you start to practice this. Clear is kind. You can set a boundary to protect your energy, protect your time, protect your bandwidth, whatever it is, helps you recover from burnout. You can set that boundary in a clear way. And that is kind. So notice in each of these three things I'm going to give you guys, they're clear, they're short, they're direct, and they're kind. It's not 700 excuses, right? All these justifications, reasons, placating, like we'll get together again soon, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, clear is kind. They're short, they're clear, and they're kind. Is it really hard for you to relax if the house is a mess? Are you someone who cleans when you're stressed out? Maybe you're an overachiever. You tend to work a lot. You're always busy. Are you really responsible? Are you a rule follower? Maybe it makes you really uncomfortable when others don't follow the rules. How about detail? Do you have a good eye for it? Do you hate being late? You might have thought these were all just parts of your personality. But they might actually be coping mechanisms you've picked up over the course of your life, and they're having a huge impact on how you show up, especially on this motherhood journey. Are you curious to know more? You've got to take my personality patterns quiz. Here's what's going on. When you were a child, whenever an experience overwhelmed your nervous system, you subconsciously built a defense against that overwhelm. And then over time, those defenses became a habit, and then they became a pattern. And now as an adult, what we often think of as our personality is this defense pattern running the show. It's so interesting, right? There are 5 different personality patterns, and they're not personality types like the Enneagram or the Myers-Briggs, but rather they describe the safety strategies that you immediately go to when you start to feel overwhelmed. They don't describe who you are, but rather what is blocking who you are. The good news is that once you take the quiz and learn about your pattern, you can learn skills to break out of that pattern and you can live and parent as your true and authentic self. So click on the link in the show notes or go to michellegrosser.com/quiz now to take my 2-minute personality pattern quiz. Okay, let's dive in. The first saying that really helped me to heal my burnout is this. Let me think about it before I commit. Can I get back to you? I had to start here because I had to get into the practice and I had to start forming a pattern of creating a space between being asked to do something and committing to do something, right? Like I had to form a new neural pathway in my brain of actually stopping, taking a look at my calendar, feeling into my body, connecting to my intuition about whether something was a full body yes for me or like a heck no. My old pattern, you guys, would have just said yes to everything and all the things, right? Sure, I can take that on. Sure, I'll be there. Sure, I'll coordinate that. Sure, I'll lead that. Sure, I'll help, without ever taking a beat to ask myself if I could actually do any of that or if I actually wanted to do any of that, right? So starting to say like, let me think about it. Hey, can I pray on that? Right? can I see if I have the time and capacity for that? And can I get back to you tomorrow or Friday or next week? That was a game changer for me because it helped me get into the practice of creating space so that I could be intentional about what I was agreeing to commit to. And if all of this feels like a stretch for you guys, like start here too, right? Let me think about it. Can I get back to you? And then actually think about it, right? Actually think about it, like open your calendar. Do you have the time? Do you have the energy? Do you have the mental space? Do you have the capacity? Do you have the interest to do the thing? And if so, great, right? Do it. Like you've consciously analyzed it, felt into it. You're committing consciously instead of just unconsciously saying yes to people please or placate or avoid disappointing anyone or whatever. But if you've thought about it and you realize it's actually a no for you, right? You're actually at your capacity. You already feel exhausted. You already feel overwhelmed. You're already too busy, right? You already got a lot going on, or you're just not actually interested. And you're intentionally trying to create more margin in your life so you can rest and you can just be and you can recover from your burnout. Then that takes us to saying number two. Saying number two that helped heal my burnout, which is actually declining, you guys. And it's declining by saying this: I don't have the bandwidth right now, but thanks for thinking of me. And that's it, y'all. That's the second thing I started saying that helped my burnout. I don't have the bandwidth for that right now, but thanks for thinking of me. I'm not going to be able to take that on right now, right? I don't have the capacity for that right now. Thanks for thinking of me. Clear is kind. Now, note, did you hear an apology in that? No, you do not need to apologize for declining an invitation. You do not need to apologize for not having the bandwidth to do something or the capacity to do something or the time to do something. You don't need to apologize for setting a boundary to protect all of that stuff, right? To protect your mental health, to protect your emotional health, to protect your peace, to protect your family time, to protect your marriage. You do not need to apologize for that. And in the like clear is kind vein, you also don't hear a bunch of excuses in this response, right? It's not like an explanation, this long text, this word vomit thing of all the other things. You know, I'm already committed. I'm already doing this, this, and this, or all the reasons I'm saying no, or how you're on this journey of like making more white space and recovering from burnout, or how the kids have all this crazy stuff coming up and you're going to be so busy. Like none of that. Because the truth is, you guys, it doesn't matter. Like it's not about like trying to explain all of that is just you trying to feel better about yourself, right? You trying to convince yourself that you're not rude or disrespectful or whatever. If I just give them all the reasons, maybe they're going to understand and they're not going to think that I'm rude. That's just about trying to make yourself feel less bad. I promise you the other person does not care. Right? Simple, clear, kind. I don't have the bandwidth for that right now, but thanks for thinking of me. That's it. All right. Number three, the last thing or the final thing that I want to share with you that really helped me heal my burnout is this saying: we're not going to be able to make it, but thanks for inviting us. Right? That's it. We're not going to be able to make it, but thanks for including us. Thanks for inviting us. If you have kids, y'all already know, you're going to be invited to a ton of stuff, right? And that's on top of all the other stuff like the extracurriculars and the dance and the karate and the family barbecues and like all this stuff. You're just going to be invited to a lot of stuff, birthday parties, field trip stuff, play dates, whatever. If you're not intentional, your schedule is going to be packed. No margin, no white space, no time to be, no time to rest, no time to recover. And that leads to burnout, you guys. Not to mention, your kids need that downtime too. Your kids need that white space too. So again, clear is kind, right? You don't hear an apology in that. I'm so sorry. We're not going to be able to make it. No excuses, no reasons, just we're not going to be able to make it. Thanks for inviting us. And guys, this is a muscle. If it feels clunky at first, that's okay, right? The more you exercise it, the more you practice saying this, the easier it's going to get. And here's, you know, the other side of it. Like here's what you get on the other side of it. Here's a silver lining. When you make this a practice and you start making space before you agree to things, and then you start setting these boundaries in these kind and clear ways, you're going to start to notice the benefits of living within your limitations. Because the truth is, you guys, whether we like to acknowledge it or not, the truth is that we all have limitations. We all have limitations around our energy. We have limitations around our capacity. We have limitations around our mental load. We have limitations around the stimulation to our nervous system, right? We have limitations around our time. We all have limitations. And when we start to say these three things, you're going to notice the benefits of living within those limitations and how freaking good it makes you feel, how much more joy you're going to experience, how much more peace you're going to experience. You're going to be able to rest, be, recover, think. And that, my friends, is a beautiful place to be. So here's the three. Let me think before I commit. Can I get back to you? Number two, I don't have the bandwidth right now, but thanks for thinking of me. And number three, we're not going to be able to make it, but thanks for inviting us. And y'all, if burnout is something you struggle with, right? If you're looking for help with this, if you're so exhausted and you can't remember the last time that you felt like yourself again, like you're in the right place, I can help you. I would love to meet you. I want to teach you what I know. It's been life-changing for me and so many other women. I want to teach you how to rewire your brain around a lot of this stuff. So this episode really landed for you guys. There's a link in the show notes for a free 30-minute discovery call with me. Just click that link. It brings you to a Calendly page. You see my calendar. Book a 30-minute spot. I'm not going to like try to sell you anything. I just want to talk to you. I want to hear about what you're going through. If there's anything that comes to me on the spot that I can like help you with in the moment, I want to be able to do that. And then we can talk about how I could help you further. Like if one-on-one coaching feels aligned for you or another one of my programs might be a good fit for you and you want to talk about it, let's do it, right? Like book this call. I want to meet you guys. I want to hear what you're going through and I want to tell you and explain to you and talk to you about what I can offer you to help because there's solutions for all this stuff, you guys. All right. Thanks for joining me today. I love y'all so much. Have a great rest of the day. I'll talk to you soon.
If you love Mommy's Podcast, leave a review.
If you enjoyed this episode, it would be so awesome if you could take a moment to subscribe and rate the podcast. And if you have just a few more seconds to leave a quick review, they really help to get this podcast out to other moms like you. I read every last review, and trust me, when it's late at night or early in the morning before my kids get up and I'm working on bringing you all of this content, your reviews are what keep me going. Leaving a review is truly the best way you can thank me. And of course, DM me on Instagram. I love to hear from you. Thanks for listening to another episode. Head over to the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at michellegrosser.com, where you'll find free resources and more ways to connect with me. If you love the show, share it with a friend. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you next time.